call this meeting of the Sterling City Council City Planning and Zoning to order.
You served her.
I don't want anything to do with that. Okay. First item on the agenda is vote to approve the agenda. Any motions?
Motion to approve the agenda.
Any seconds?
Second.
All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Item three on the agenda. Consideration of possible action on East Side Phase Four plat. Would anybody like to?
Do you want to talk, Valerie, or do you want me to talk and you know?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. I have Phase Four, which is another 23 lots that will be just directly north of the
existing lots.
Existing lots that are in there. Connects in the same way. So it's pretty straightforward. They're between 0.22 of an acre and looks like third, 0.38.
Last right.
0.36. Yeah, so it's pretty simple. If you have any questions, I've got the plat map here. I've also got the construction drawings. And it's, okay. They've all been reviewed by Valerie and also by Todd Freeman, the engineer. And I think we're ready to go. Hopefully, we'll start construction probably in the next week or so.
Glad it doesn't have any funny corners like Phase One did.
No, no. Yeah, there was that one weird lot, but you made it work and I appreciate it.
Yeah.
We won't do that again. But yeah, I think it's pretty straightforward. It's very similar straight roads. Pretty much we're just moving forward north. So
this is different than what the original plat, original proposal was. You've expanded farther than you planned. Is that right?
No, I think
the original drawing showed this is lot five or something.
I changed the phases around. I think I went three was the townhomes that I got approved a month and a half ago. And then on that preliminary plat, four was the next set of townhomes. I just switched them. Because I needed to sell some lots so I can build the townhomes.
I'm not making money here. Gotta sell something.
So are you, how close are you to sold out on what you have?
Everything's gone in Phase One and
Two. Just something before you got here, that there's 50 lots, and I just bought a clear one out.
Yeah, so
50 are sold.
All 50 are sold. They have been for a while. That's why I had probably 7 or 8. And the economy kind of changed, so I didn't push too hard on four, and then all of a sudden
they're all gone.
They're all gone, so I had to hurry. I had to hurry and get this done because I didn't have anything to sell this year. Now I'm going to build 3 and 4 at the same time, and I've already got 3 approved, so I just want to build 4 at the same time. Put the asphalt down at the same time. It's cheaper to do it that way. There'll be another dead end road at the end of 4, but we'll make sure the fire truck can get around it, all that kind of stuff, build it just like
that. Okay, that 4 and 4 and 3, though, that curve, you're able to do the curve in there.
We'll connect Phase 2 and 3. We'll connect Phase 3 will connect 1 and 2 and 3 will have a curve around. There will be another dead end here, just like there is in the end of 2. It'll look very similar.
Until
5 and 6 get done. So, yeah. So, but it'll all be, the fire truck can get in there. That's all designed in there. So,
any questions from anybody? This is all pretty straightforward, exactly with what?
Does that mean to?
Was the motion approved? Do you have anything you want to say, Val?
No, we're good.
So I saw in your email some questions and concerns about mud on the road. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, we're in the water lanes with the county.
With the slip? You said something about park strips too. I wondered, I wasn't 100% sure, so I wanted to maybe cover that while I had you.
The timing of the park strips, where they're going to be installed, that's a couple of times.
Okay. So I am not aware of any city, and so if it's in your ordinance, I wasn't aware, I don't think it is, that the developer does anything in the mud strips. That is generally the homeowner does that, and that's their call, because every homeowner wants something different in their park strips. Some want turf, some want rock, some, you know, so it's, have you, Jared, ever seen any cities require a developer? That's really not. Now, we did some park strips, Valerie, in phase one. Right. Okay, sure, that's fine. So in phase one, where we brought it into the subdivision and we did affect existing homeowners, that park strip's already done. We did that this last month. In fact, I just paid the bill yesterday, I think. So we brought, we talked to Skyler and Todd and decided what they wanted in there. We didn't want to water it, waste of water. So we brought in the size of the gravel was, and it looks pretty nice. We put Marify down to try to keep the weeds out. And so that's the only thing I really had to say about the park strips. So, I think this may be a good time. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's city council that's interested in some of the other issues. And some of those are dirt and mud. And I'm glad Jared's here because I think you have more experience with this than I do. But I'm happy to make sure the roads are kept clean in my development stage when I'm developing. At some point, the builders are responsible for that. And also the placement of the dumpsters is also more a builder issue than it is a developer issue. And I'm not trying to pick a fight, but part of those issues can be
something that we address with the building permits. When a building permit's issued, to be noted that they don't go here and they do this, you know,
right,
very easily versus trying to get the calls.
Yeah,
but as part of road construction and sidewalk construction, it'd be yours.
Absolutely.
I'm building the house and digging the basement. You have no control over that, really. So
that's right. And so, that being said, when you put a dumpster on the lot instead of in the street, they're going to be backing over the sidewalks that are already built and adding to the cost of construction. That's one issue. The other issue with that is they're going to be backing onto the lot and dragging mud out every single time. So I'm just saying those are some issues that I think you guys have to figure out, maybe not me, but figure out what do we do here? Do we want the dumpsters in the road? I don't like that. But you're going to have added mud on the road every time they come to dump those dumpsters and take them in and out. And let's
have complaints about this, Charlotte. Is that why this has come up, or other existing homeowners are complaining about these issues in their subdivision?
We have complaints.
So, yeah, and I think this,
last winter, because dumpsters are
all over the road. billed for plowing.
Yeah.
And I think this is great to be able to just discuss it with the you guys, because I think that's the best way to resolve some of the issues.
The street and the road, I mean, other than the winter issue, is the cleanest for the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because once those dumpsters go into a lot, you know, and then when they're getting dragged in and out.
And break on the sidewalk.
All the sidewalks, they're bringing mud from the lot. But it's a catch 22.
Right, in wintertime and snow removal, they can't.
Yeah.
That's an issue.
Yeah.
Different issue, yeah.
And so what a lot of builders will do is they'll bridge the sidewalks, right? They'll bring in dirt and gravel and they'll put it over the top of the sidewalk so that they can disperse the weight when they're pulling their trucks over. That causes an issue too, because now all of a sudden your curbs are full of rock and gravel, and when we have a rainstorm, the water won't run in the curb. So, look, I'll make sure, and in fact, I think when we did the inspection with Todd and Skylar, in October, November, something, when we did for phase one and two, we went in and swept all the driveways and the roads and got them clean as best we could. But all the contractors continue to bring mud out, and so it's got to be one of those issues. I think I have no control on it. I have no policing authority. I have no fining ability to go to those contractors.
What do you permit for the contractor? When he pulls this permit, he knows he's got to maintain those things.
To make sure that they know that that's their responsibility. It can't be mine at that point, because I don't have the ability to send them a fine or a citation. So, you know, frankly, it's easier for me to put the sidewalks in the beginning, but it sure makes it a lot harder for the builders. That's the only thing, you know, we've had this discussion, I won't say argument, discussion before. I hate seeing them put in there because it adds to the cost. And I know there's two or three places over here, builders will be pulling sidewalk that I put once, and I just hate to see that. It just adds, housing affordability is already an issue. That just gets worse. We have to do things twice. So, anyway, I appreciate it. If you have any other questions, I know this stuff wasn't as, I just wanted to address it. That was a good time. So.
Any other questions, concerns from anybody? Okay, any motions?
I'll make a motion to approve the plat as a condition by the engineering board here.
Seconds?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Motion passes. And last item on the agenda is to adjourn. Any motions? Okay, go ahead.
They almost made it to this meeting, but there were a couple of changes they wanted to make. And Garland's unique with their signage. They're not plot to be, like, you're going to see my modification, this is him on, you might have thought, yeah, that looks, you know, I could add, see some extensions, you can really make the other ones to make it in color. Then there's about the Garland daycare, which is the school, the old school site, the portion is the front of the sunset.
Okay, thanks. Back to any motions to adjourn? Nobody wants to adjourn?
Nobody wants to adjourn.
Any seconds?
Second.
All in favor say aye. Are you adjourned?
Mr. Button down there?